Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm not familiar with that antenna at all. What I have up on old is a four pole, and it's very sturdy. We had last week when we had our winds, we had gusts up to 85 miles an hour up when up at the site, top of the mountain. And yes, end connectors are a must. I feed it with 7/8 inch Heliax. Actually, I was very lucky when I put it up. I had a piece with beautiful connectors on each end, and it ran exactly into where I am in the site and right into the circulator. Wow. It made it exact. Usually I come up about a foot and a half short. It's just enough to make you scream and holler. But yeah. And I don't know how rough your sight is up there with weather. I don't know if you can get a lot of it. But yeah, talking about your washing machine, so you must get a little wind up there. But no, that's great. Hey, that's terrific. D-Star and D-Star. I love it. I love it. I'm debating whether to put FM up on O because, there's so many FM UHF repeaters in this area. I'm thinking, man, another one. But the controller can do it, so I don't know. I might look into it. I'll have to see. But, that's great. That's great. I just have to get back, start hacking away at some of these projects. And I just grabbed this hotspot radio and said, oh, good, maybe I'll do something with it. And looks like software is working pretty good. I hadn't had it on in a while. And I thought I had an issue with it when I shut it down before, but it looks like it's running pretty good. So, great, great. Yeah, I miss playing on the radio, and you'll probably be hearing me more. Hey, what have you heard from, have you heard Al, W6AA?